From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In trying to protect Americans from the newly formed International Criminal Court, the U.S. is punishing some important allies. Congress has mandated that countries must give Americans immunity from the court or lose U.S. military aid. NATO countries are exempt. But future NATO members, part of what Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld dubbed the New Europe, have already had some military aid suspended. Other small nations around the world are also feeling the heat, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The dispute over the International Criminal Court has been a huge headache for Colombia's ambassador to Washington, whose country is a major U.S. ally in South America. Luis Alberto Moreno says he is in permanent contact with U.S. officials, trying to explain to them that Colombia already gives legal protection to Americans serving in Colombia.
We have coverage for sent personnel, be it contractors, be it present or former government officials. Now the U.S. administration wants to include all civilians. And in this context, we have some legal issues in our country that we have to address.
For Moreno, the disagreement could be costly. He says $130 million are at stake if the U.S. and Colombia can't work out an arrangement in the next few months.
It's an important impact because it is critical to maintain these levels of support. To be successful in combating drugs and terrorism in our country.
Most experts agree that in the end, President Bush will decide the aid is crucial for U.S. national security interests and will give Colombia a waiver and allow the aid to flow. But there is a danger the issue could sour an otherwise strong partnership. It was Congress that passed the American Service Members Protection Act, which required the U.S. to cut off military aid as of July 1st for countries that don't give Americans immunity from the International Criminal Court. The State Department says this is one of its priorities, but analysts raise fears about the image it gives to the U.S.
There's no question that it's making the U.S. look like a bully in the world, and it is also kicking ourselves in the teeth.
Pauline Baker is president of the Fund for Peace. She notes that among the countries losing military aid are allies in Africa, Tanzania, and South Africa.
There's not a lot of military assistance to these countries, but the little that we give and the training and exchange visits are symbolically very important. And what's really interesting here is that these are really the entry points to establishing security relationships for us to work with these countries on opposing terrorism.
In Europe, Latvia has already lost several million dollars in U.S. aid, part of which was going to be spent on Latvian peacekeepers deploying in Iraq. That country has had to find other ways to fund the mission. Bulgaria, which has been a key ally in the U.S. war on terrorism, has also had U.S. military aid suspended. Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger questions the decision to keep pressing these countries on the International Criminal Court issue.
We have many ways to protect American citizens from the jurisdiction of this court. But to make this a centerpiece of American foreign policy and to say to our friends that we will not help them build up to be good NATO partners unless they give us an exemption to this treaty, is to poison the atmosphere with these countries.
But Niall Gardner of the Heritage Foundation praises the Bush administration for taking a principled stand, and he dismisses the idea that the U.S. is alienating its allies.
I don't think it's going to poison relations in the long term. I think it's important that the United States takes a key stand on a fundamentally important issue and warn of the dangers posed by the International Criminal Court.
Opponents of the court fear politically motivated cases, particularly against Americans serving in peacekeeping missions around the globe. As for U.S. allies in Europe, Gardner says they will get their aid restored through presidential waivers or once they formally join NATO. For the time being, they're waiting anxiously, still under pressure from the U.S. to sign immunity deals and under pressure from the European Union to support the court. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.